collectively demanding safe warehouse working conditions. Conor O'Farrell, warehouse worker and a store union member in my workplace, the worry of deteriorating safety is becoming constant, and it is well founded. First, a long-standing worker was confirmed with COVID-19, and then a trainer who had close-up contact with many workers during a recruitment drive by the employer. But with rotas of 7 days in a row at least once a month, and the majority of union reps self-isolating, worrying is not enough. In order to cut across the artificial divide of old vs new, and contracted workers vs agency, we are trying to coordinate a potentially depot-wide grievance campaign, to include demands such as the sterilization of all equipment, the opening up of all unused conference rooms, to shop floor workers on breaks to aid social distancing, and for emergency pay to be maintained due to the vital nature of this line of work. Individual grievances will be treated as just that by management. So, through the use of a mailing list, a program, patience, and the understanding that we are the union, answerable only to the workers, we can raise their sides to fight back collectively. So far, two workers have joined the Socialist Party, with more regularly reading The Socialist. Working class lives are being sent over the top for profit and this cannot continue. The vaccine for capitalism is socialism,